Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Victim or Victor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
See, denying what is not faith. You know, faith is not calling things that are as though they are not. Right? What is faith? Romans 4 talks about calling those things that are not. Somebody said, well, same thing. No, it's not the same thing. Not the same thing. For instance, you know, you got pain in your body. And some people, you know, a misunderstanding of faith, they go around, pace the floor half the night going, I have no pain. I have no, I have no pain. I have no pain. They go to the doctor. And he pokes and prods them and he goes, does that hurt? And they go, no, I have no pain. In Jesus' name, have no pain. They're behind on their bills. Bill collector calls, when you gonna pay me? And they go, I have no bills in Jesus' name. And that gives the rest of us a bad name. It's because that's not faith. The Bible didn't teach you to do that. Besides that, think about this. You're pacing the floor going, I have no pain. I have no pain. I have no pain. I have no pain. What are you hearing? You're hearing about pain. Pain, pain, pain. You're meditating pain. You're going to become more aware of pain. No, if you're hurting, if your health is not like it should be, what is not? Healing, health, strength, soundness, and the Bible told you to call what is not as though it is. So instead of denying the pain, somebody say, you hurting? You go, yeah, but I call my body healed in Jesus' name. You got bills? Yeah, but I call them all paid in Jesus' name. See, they're not paid, but I call them paid. That's what faith is. And so he's not, you know, this is not a lack of faith. I mean, this is through the Holy Ghost, through this man, we learned most of what we learned about faith. He knows what faith is, right? But he says, trouble? We got it. On every side. Now here's where the faith comes in. Yet. Everybody say yet.
Yes.
Yet. Got trouble? Yeah. On every side. Yet, not distressed over it. Can you have problems all around and yet not be distressed over them? Now that's the faith walk. Living by faith does not assure that you never have any difficulties or challenges or problems or trials. No, whoever said that didn't know what they're talking about. But living by faith means that no matter what's going on, it does not shake you. It does not rattle you. I like what Paul said in Acts. He said, none of these things move me. Don't you like that? There's been times in my life, I remember a number of years ago, some phone call came and it was a problem. Another phone call came, it was another problem. About an hour later, here's another call. Another problem. Then the office said, we don't have this and we need this. And then somebody said, well, we need this. We got to have this by tomorrow. And then we got to have this. And I mean, it was about 20 things there in a row. And by the time I got to the house, all of this was trying to work on my head and on my heart. I just sit down in the middle of the floor, just plop down and said, none of these things move me. No, now you felt like it, but when you said that, strength would begin to come up in your spirit. None of these, said out loud, none of these things move me. Yeah, that helped you right there, I can tell you. None of these things. That's what faith is. He said, we got trouble all around. He said, yet we're not distressed. He went on to say, we're perplexed. Anybody know what perplexed is? It's kind of like the cartoon figure that has the caption over their head and just a big question mark. And you're like, what? Something happened and you're going, where did that come from? What's going on? Perplexed, but, everybody say but. But not in despair. Not down over it. Do you have to be down because you don't understand something? See, the devil is a big one on asking questions. You ever notice that? He'll come and he plays and preys on ignorance. Darkness is where he operates. And so he will come and ask you, well, why did this happen? And you'll go, I don't know. He'll go, that's right, you don't know. And what about this? What about what happened to them? Do you understand that? You go, uh-uh. No, you don't. And what about this? Do you understand that? No. And if you follow him down that path, you'll get used to saying, I don't know. That's one of his favorite phrases. I don't know. I don't know. Well, then, you know, if you don't know that, then what about this? Do you know this? And you go, no, I don't know. And how come this? Why'd that happen? How come this didn't happen? And you go, I don't know. And eventually he wants to get you to the place where is it the will of God for you to have it? And you go, well, I don't know. And if you listen to him long enough, do you really, really know that you're saved? I don't know. What's your name? I thought I knew, but you understand what I'm saying? He wants to get you in that arena of wavering and second guessing everything. And when you do, you have no stability. You have no strength, no faith. You don't have to know everything. You stand on what you know. Stand on what you know. Come back. You know, the enemy tried to play that with Jesus. Through the religious leaders of his day, you know, they came and said, by what authority do you do what you do? You came in here and pitched over these tables. You know, who gave you this authority? And he said, I got a question for you. Oh, I like it. It's the wisdom of God. You don't have to play by the devil's rules. You can change your rules on him in the middle of the game. There's nothing he can do about it. Nothing. He says, what about what happened? Do you understand that? You know, what about this? You go, I got a question for you. Now he'll go, no. You got to answer my question first. You go, no, I don't. You ain't my Lord. You're nothing to me. I don't have to do a thing with you or for you. He said, I got a question for you. Baptism of John. Where did it come from? And you know, boy, that turned the tables around. Immediately, all the people were looking at him going, yeah. What about that? And now they felt the people and they thought, uh-oh, this thing has turned in a split second on us. And they said, well, we can't tell. He said, well, I'm not telling you either. Oh, the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. I had the enemy one time messing with me about some stuff. This has been several years ago. And I don't mean I saw anything or heard anything, but these thoughts just come to your mind about what are you going to do? That's one of his favorite questions. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And if you're not smart, you'll listen to that all day and then you'll open your mouth and go, what am I going to do? And then he'll go, you don't know what you're going to do. What are you going to do? I don't know. What am I going to do? What are you going to do? And the Holy Ghost, thank God, he said, why don't you ask him what he's going to do? He said, you don't have any problems besides him. I thought, yeah. Got sassy then. I thought, yeah. You worried about me? Worst case scenario. Worst case scenario. If I didn't get my healing, if I didn't get my money, if I died prematurely tomorrow, I'm saved. My name's on the book. Everything went wrong in this life. Worst case scenario, I'm dead tomorrow. I just step out of my body and go, wow, that's over. And my angel says, you ready to go? And you go, yeah. He said, let me take you by the Milky Way on the scenic route. Yeah, show me everything. Show me everything. Go to check out my new mansion. I mean, that's worst case scenario. I said, you concerned about me? I said, what about you? You really got time to be concerned about me? I said, you know, people all over the world is finding out about Jesus. People all over the world getting saved and getting filled with the Spirit, finding out they got authority over you. Finding out you've been stripped and brought to naught and under their feet. What you gonna do? Church is spreading all over. What you gonna do? And I read in the back of the book, that the time for you is short. Tick tock, tick tock. What you gonna do? I read that soon and very soon, a great big angel gonna come down with some chains and slap them on you and throw you in the pit. What you gonna do? By then, he's gone. He's gone. He don't want to hear that. So don't play by the devil's rules. He said we are perplexed, but not in despair. Verse 9, persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Now in 1 John 5, if you're holding your place there, just flip over. 1 John 5, 4. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory. Don't you like that? This is the victory that overcomes the world. What? Even our faith. Now, I moved too quickly. I'm sorry. Hold your place here and go back to 2 Corinthians 4. Y'all listen so good, I got excited. Left out one of my scriptures here. You'll see through what we've already read, he's talking about no matter what's going on, you're not distressed, you're not in despair, you're not forsaken, you're not destroyed. No matter what's going on in your life, it doesn't get you down. And we read in 2 Corinthians 4 and 8 and 9. But if you skip down just a couple of verses to verse 13, he flowed right into this. 2 Corinthians 4:13, he says, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken, we also believe and therefore speak. Notice that phrase though, we having the same what? Didn't you say knowledge of faith? He didn't just say the same understanding of faith. What did he say? Spirit of faith. And back up in those previous verses, you see that spirit of faith. Troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. One translation says knocked down, but not knocked out. Right? That is the spirit of faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Be Victorious, Not a Victim, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R203A. That's R203A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.